The following is a presentation of the
Radio Misfits Podcast Network.
Ms. Brennan, I'm looking for some hot porn.
Oh, God.
And you would say?
It's like, to be perfectly blunt, like...
Some hot library porn.
But I see it all the time. All the time.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Game Show Show of the Radio Misfits Podcast Network. I'm Jess. He's Andy.
Yeah. I blew out the microphone. That's how excited I am.
Yeah, you really do.
That's what you get. Because we are joined...
Yes, sir.
...by Keely Maureen Brennan, everybody.
Ahoy.
Keely is here to talk about a photo exhibit called Stress vs. Peace, a photo voice exhibition at 345 Gallery
right.
at 345 North Kedzie.
Aptly named.
For the show on September 12th from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right.
Keely, you got this idea because you are a librarian.
That is true.
Really?
Yes.
What library do you work at?
I work at the, oh dear, I work at the Richard M. Daley Library.
All right.
In West Humboldt Park.
Nice. Now, here's the thing. When I first heard from Anderson that you were coming on the show, I was like, well, she's a performer and an artist, so clearly she will have a web presence. And the first thing that popped up when I Googled your name was Adult Services. And I thought, whoa.
Yeah, you know
and
that.
And then I read more, and it says Adult Services Librarian at Chicago Public Library. It still sounds dirty or something.
It really does, and I like it that way. I do.
Good for you.
You provide adult services.
Yeah, it's the whole sexy librarian trope. I'm super into it.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah. You wear your hair back and glasses, and then when like a hot dude or lady walks by, you take your glasses off and let your hair down.
Shake your hair out.
Well, every day.
Let the tresses down.
Which is troublesome because with the type of hair that I have, it really just looks like I've been electrocuted. So it doesn't work out as well as you might think.
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it's still hot.
Come on. Sexy librarian is awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can't see the word adult services, at least not me, because I grew up in Chicago reading the Reader, and you see the adult services, and you know you're not supposed to look there.
Right. Unless you're looking for something
yeah,
in particular.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
for real.
I think some of our patrons are confused, too. frankly.
What kind of, this is a question I always have. I went to a library a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
What kind of people still go to the library?
Well, shit ton of people, quite frankly. I mean, we get, well, and it depends on your community in Chicago, like, because we're very, very, very segregated.
Sure.
But I worked in, you know, before this, I worked at the Winnetka Northfield Public Library, and so we had, like, a bunch of, like, rich white families and their nannies, and they were in the library all day, every day, and, like, now I'm dealing predominantly with African-American folks, some Latinx folks. So that's the primary demographic. But you've got, I mean, it just depends on where you are, but I think the economic downturn from a few years back, that brought use of public libraries up over 500%.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And we
people couldn't
afford to have internet in their homes. Like, that's what we see a lot of people come in to use our public computers. People couldn't afford to buy books or DVDs or CDs. And we offer all of that. We even circulate Wi-Fi hotspots now.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
So we have a partnership with a cell phone carrier, so it functions through the cell phone towers, and people, if you have an adult library card, you can check it out. You, like, sign a form saying you're not going to fuck it up with that, know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or you have to pay for it, which is $100, so you should try to
not
behave.
Do that.
But
sure.
Yeah, and you get to take it home with you for 3 weeks, and you can connect up to 5 devices, and
really?
It's pretty spectacular. Yeah, so librarians believe that internet access is a human right.
Yeah, it should be universal at this point.
Yeah, because you really can't even apply to work at McDonald's anymore without access to the internet.
You
so
you can't do anything.
Nothing.
No. You can't look up giant snakes.
Yeah.
You sure can't.
Or
without
boobs.
Or boobs.
Thank God we have the internet, man. I
can
mean,
you imagine if you went to the library to get look at porn?
Oh, all the time. Every day.
Is there people there every day?
Every day.
Really?
Every day.
How is it accessible? Isn't it blocked?
No. So
there's ways to get around
well,
it.
Well, here's the
They're
thing.
Sneaky.
So like
the porn
intellectual,
consumers.
Intellectual,
you can't whack off in a library.
No,
well,
what's the
you
point?
Can try. You'll get, and believe me, many have. You can try. So we don't filter the adult computers because like access to information uninhibited is also a human right.
True.
And so, well, I could talk for a long time about it, but essentially, what it means is that we don't use filters because filters are fallible and they're created by people who have agendas. Like,
right.
There have been a number of cases where, you know, schools in particular have used filters where the filter deliberately excludes anything related to LGBT.
Sure. Sure.
And so people can't even get to, like, the GLAAD website,
right,
or they can't
get to
resources if they're struggling or suicidal or
sure.
whatever like that. So we do filter our children's computers because otherwise we would have to pay more money for our internet service, but the adult computers are unfiltered. So
okay.
you can watch porn at the library.
Oh, wow.
And generally, right, I know libraries are becoming more and more attractive every minute.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
you can, and we will not stop you unless someone complains.
Okay.
Really? So you'll walk right by, somebody's watching some hot library porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have privacy screens over the computers, so,
so
theoretically
like...
you can't see unless you're looking like directly at the
wow.
screen. But I see it all the time.
Oh.
But honestly, I see more porn and like nude photos when people want help with their phones and they like open up their phone or their photo gallery and I'm like,
sure.
there is your penis, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You need
Excellent.
To delete that dick pic and then you'll be able to get on Safari.
Yeah. You'll just be flashing your dick pics around
town. Right. That's not how it works, sir.
Like your Draymond Green.
Have you not updated?
They're usually rather embarrassed and I just pretend I didn't see it. Because...
Oh.
Good for you.
Because you're an adult services librarian.
It's true.
And that's what an adult services librarian does.
But you should know, Keely is secretly judging your penis.
That's
right. Yeah. Yeah. I actually think it's totally fine to judge people as long as you say no judgments first.
Yeah. No judgments. Ooh. You have a tiny penis.
Yeah, no judgments, but you should get that checked.
I like it.
I think judges should say that.
That's right. That's right. It's like me and all my homies from high school, we would be like, I don't mean to talk shit, but, and then you knew the guy was going to talk some shit.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't mean to sound racist, but, and then someone's going to say
some
racist shit.
That's always the precursor for racism.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It's so true. It's funny because it's true.
Or we have a couple friends, women who say like, I'm not going to lie.
Uh-huh.
It's like, why
uh-huh.
would you lie?
Right.
I'm not going to lie.
It's how
you were awesome.
It's how we prepare your fragile male egos for
what's
coming next.
Oh, that's nice.
That's true. I do have a very fragile ego.
It's true. The fragilist.
Okay, so we're at the library. We check in.
We're jerking off. We're researching.
Right, so we sit down and we watch some porn.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
We go to our favorite porno website, which is...
Are you sponsored by a porn website? Is this...
No.
Oh, we should be.
We should be.
Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and say, like... YouPorn or Pornhub.
Okay.
One of the free ones.
The free ones. Sure. That's very, it's very democratic.
Yeah.
It's free.
I'm not trying
Absolutely.
To give my credit card to a porno website.
Hell no.
In this day and age, there's too much porn.
That's right.
For free.
Unless you, oh God, I was going to say something really awful.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it though.
I'll
say it next episode. Tune in next week when Jazz says something really terrible about pornography versus other things. Anyway, go ahead.
So you go on to the free porn website.
Yep.
And you're looking up, let's say, librarian loves hairy penises.
Okay.
Right, so that's the thing. We're
okay.
That's
okay.
real popular. It's trending.
Dude, I bet you.
Trending.
I bet you if we went on the internet, we would find that exact video.
There is something for everyone on
It'd
the internet.
It'd be like the third thing on the drop-down list.
Yeah, right. So, okay.
So where are we going?
So we're sitting there.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see where you're going, bro.
So we're watching some actress play a librarian go into town on a big hairy penis.
Okay.
And then we were sharing a computer.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Right.
And then here comes Keely walking by the librarian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you walk by.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making any noise. How do you... stop us from doing this. You don't even
Don't. I would not. See, that's not in my job description.
Oh,
If someone else were to walk by and be like, these dudes are watching, like, degrading, awful, nasty things, I would get the security guard.
Security guard!
Exactly.
Let's hear it for the security guards, ladies and gentlemen.
And our security guards are top-notch, because what I didn't say earlier is the woman who was bitten by a tarantula told me that story after she killed a spider for me.
Wow, see?
She was like, I'm afraid of spiders, but not as afraid of them as you are.
See, there
even
you go.
Even though I was bitten by a tarantula.
See, wow, that's awesome.
bitten by a tarantula.
Praise the security guards. They do. They kill bugs. They pick up garbage. They talk to people who are disconsolate or irate. I mean, they deal with all kinds of things, man.
They really do.
Yeah. Just like librarians.
That's right.
Just like librarians.
So, okay, so let's get off the porn thing here. Let's move past this.
Let's try to get off the
moving,
porn.
Moving
Andy
on.
Was trying so hard. So, wait, so I want to talk about porn, but no.
That's not
so,
what you're here for.
So
maybe
what?
We'll come back around to porn.
I mean, you know, it's my job. It's literally my job to get the information that you're looking for. And if I can't find it, to tell you where to find it. So...
So I could come up to you at the information desk.
At the reference desk, yes.
Reference desk.
Uh-huh.
Ms. Brennan, I'm looking for some hot scissoring porn.
Oh, God.
And you would say, let me see if I can find that for you.
Well, yep, basically. Or I would say, like, here's a list of websites that might have hot scissoring porn. Actually, I had a patron, this is not a joke, at one of the last libraries I worked at. I had him ask me... if I could put a hold on Debbie Does Dallas for
wow.
him. And I was like, well, sir, we don't collect pornography at the library. However,
oh.
I know. However, it is available on Amazon. You can
nice.
Stream or buy the DVD.
Wow. I didn't know that. I'm an Amazon Prime member. Can I watch Debbie Does Dallas anytime I want to?
I mean, that was several years ago. So, yeah. You know, I can't imagine that a classic like that would have.
It is a classic.
Right.
It is nice. The classic.
Mm-hmm.
So how does someone who's a librarian and a performer end up curating photography? Or where should we begin? I'm fascinated.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated to know how these many facets
sure. so,
coexist.
Yeah, so I think both as a performer and as a librarian, I think some of the overlap there is really social justice.
Mm, sure.
So, and comedy, obviously, but social justice. So,
well, those are inseparable because if you want to survive in a world that is socially unjust, you need to have a sense of humor.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I find it very useful. So this project has actually been in the making for over a year. I work with the West Humboldt Park Development Council.
Oh, wow.
And we are... So we've
is that
been,
like city planners and people
so
are trying to make the neighborhood nice?
Yeah, so they're trying to make the neighborhood nice. So I have a bunch of community partners. I work with like housing folks and legal folks and healthcare professionals and all sorts of things. We're trying to get the people in West Humboldt Park all of the resources that they're sorely lacking.
Yeah.
And yeah, so my partner at the West Humboldt Park Development Council and another community partner who works for Lurie Children's Hospital, they secured some grant funding to do community-based participatory research, which is basically like you need to get the community to participate in the planning of the research,
sure.
in the research itself, and then in the dissemination of the results so
wow.
that it's not like a lot of research, which is like, to be perfectly blunt, like a bunch of white academics dropping by a
right.
you know, a neighborhood full of, you know, underserved people of color and gathering information and leaving, and the community like never benefits from it. So you
right.
want
it's not clinical. It's actually tactile. Like you're there and you're getting contact with people and you're getting it straight from the source, not just from observation.
Right. right. It's not just observation, yeah. but also they're going to benefit from it and they
right.
get to tell you what needs the most attention.
All
and
right.
that's what's really important. So, so that's where this idea came from, using this PhotoVice methodology, which we did not invent, which has existed for a long time, and you can go to the UK and pay like thousands and thousands of dollars to be trained in it. But we did not do that.
Well, I'm sorry. What is it called? Could you translate that into English?
PhotoVice.
Oh, PhotoVice.
PhotoVice.
Oh, so it's an actual thing. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
So it's an actual thing. we work in public service. We don't have budgets for expensive trainings. But so we got a grant, and so we're using this methodology, which is basically like people take photos, and then they can either record or write a caption or explanation of that photo, whether they want that to be, you know, poetry or they want it to be just prose or whatever it is, explaining that photo and how it's meaningful to them. And so we are using that to gather information on, as the title implies, things in the community that bring stress and things in the community that bring peace. So basically like strengths and weaknesses in the community. So what do we need the people with the power, the politicians, the funders, whatever, to focus on,
right.
and what can we leverage that already exists in the community to make it better.
Wow. That's awesome. That's got to be some of the most powerful stuff going.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
So what were some of the things that you got back from people?
Yeah. So people, we did 5 weeks of education. So we taught people basic photography skills. We taught them storytelling. We taught them photo editing.
Did you give them cameras as well?
We were prepared to do that, but people largely just used their cell phone cameras.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then we gave them this instruction, and then we also took group excursions into the neighborhood because not everybody feels safe walking around by themselves. So we took group excursions to take photos. We had people choose their photos. We did some activities for finding themes of abandonment and isolation on the stress side, and then green space and community on the peace side. And
Humboldt Park is one of the most beautiful spots in Chicago. I lived right on the fringe of Wicker Park and Humboldt Park for a while, and it's gorgeous.
The actual park itself is incredible. Yeah.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
The old German architecture.
Yeah. My gosh. And the little lagoon and it's incredible.
Now the beach is open again.
Oh, wow. The little beach.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
With all that imported sand. But yeah, so then we allowed people to choose. Participants chose 3 photos each, and we enlarged them and framed them, and they'll be hanging in the gallery. And then also at the event, we're doing a panel discussion with 3 of our artists. It's going to be moderated by Quo, who is he's a rapper. He's from Chicago's West Side. He also has a philanthropic organization. It's the Quo Foundation.
Yeah.
So he actually does a number of events with me at the library. He MCs for my West Humboldt Park's Got Talent programs and things like that. So he's really great. So he'll be moderating. And then we also have Caleb Autumn, who is this 14-year-old photographer. He's traveled around the world. Right now he's down in the tent city that they've set up outside of Home and Square, the black
right.
Yeah. Site. They're still down there?
Wow. Yeah, it's still down there, but they have a whole city set up down there now there's a library in a tent, and there's, and so he will be moderating as well.
That's pretty cool.
Wow, and that is super cool.
The name Caleb Autumn, what else could you be besides photographer?
A 14-year-old photography prodigy.
Emo guitarist.
So, that part is going to be really brief, and then there's going to be food and mocktails because we're sensitive to people bringing their kids or people struggling with addiction and stuff, which is also a big issue. So.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is really cool.
It's so super thoughtful. Because, I think that, we've positioned ourselves to be as careless as we could possibly be at times. You know what I mean? But it's it's really hard to reach a broad audience without being super cautious, like you said, about, people with whatever their special needs are. There's a lot of people with special needs, and, it's incredible that you guys are able to accommodate all that in one event and in the entire project.
So what are some specific picture ideas that you saw?
So let me think. So one of our photographers...
What's your favorite one? What's your favorite
Yeah, don't think!
One of our photographers did this really amazing photo series of abandoned schools, all the schools that have been closed in the city.
Oh, man.
And they are extraordinary photos. They're really, and just really poignant, and they all have, families standing outside of them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, so those are probably some of my favorites, but I was really, really stunned. So... each photographer gets to display 3 photos. So we say we want 1 stress, 1 peace, and then the 3rd is up to you, whichever.
And how many photographers are participating?
So we started out at the beginning of 5 weeks with 22 photographers, and I think now we're down to somewhere around 15.
Oh, okay. So still pretty good.
Which happens. 5 weeks is a big commitment.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. 15.
Yeah. So, I think that's about what we have. So, yeah. So, but we have we had far more people bringing in photos of things that bring them peace or strengths in the community than I expected. I feel like I end up going to a lot of block club meetings and shit where the alderman is and all of these things. And there's so much negativity. People really focus on the negative, no one's picking up the trash and no one's fixing the streets and all the lights are burned out and there's drugs and there's violence. In West Humboldt Park, at least as of earlier this summer, was like the had the most shootings of anywhere in in the city. But people are coming in like, here's a amazing photo of the community garden where we give this food away for free.
Nice.
You know, like, here is this peaceful spot that I found that's a little sanctuary for me. Like, here is... So wow. it's really moving. It's really beautiful.
That's awesome.
That sounds awesome.
Man, it's mind-boggling, especially after the summer that we've had. I mean, isn't it on record that now Chicago has more murders than Los Angeles and New York combined? Is that true?
Something like that, yeah.
Which is just disheartening because, you know, when you humanize numbers, you know, just to think of the ripple effect of all that loss. But then the fact that both New York and Los Angeles are bigger than Chicago, that makes our problems look so much worse, man. It's just so sad.
Well, we're also so much more segregated. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And that's really what it is. I think people look at the symptoms of these problems, but they don't look at the actual core of the problems, which is that we are segregated. We are forcing people to live in poverty. We're not educating the like the poorest folks. You know, we're not giving people equitable access, which is part of the reason I feel so passionately about being a librarian in a public library. It's like we try to fill those gaps as much as we can. We don't even come close.
No, it's sad.
Even come close.
I mean, you do your part.
And I work in schools. Anderson works in schools. Obviously, you know, being a librarian is education at its core. And the thing that I always find, you know, we're talking more and more about like peer juries and restorative justice and all these different things. And then you look at, you know, the things that we're trying to do, in the nurturing stages, like when these kids are growing up, versus the things that they're doing in the punitive stages when they've already gotten into the system. And all the big success stories come from like, hey, this guy's making music. This guy's making art. This lady's, designing fashion, whatever it is. Why aren't we doing this stuff for the kids when they're kids before they get into the goddamn system?
Yeah.
That's the thing that I don't understand is what numbers do we have to see to make people understand that that's the real shit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so frustrating, man. It's so frustrating. But, you know, God bless you for being at the forefront of all that, because, you know,
it's extraordinarily rewarding work.
Yeah.
It is often, but not always, joyful work.
Sure. Sure.
You know, and that's just it. But, you know, we try to do, I mean, I personally do probably in August I did 12 programs, which is a lot because it's just me. I'm the only adult services librarian at my branch.
Wow.
So including the photo voice, we also did West Humboldt Park's Got Talent. I do an adult coloring program where people come in and I play chill music and serve snacks and tea and we just color for an hour and a half.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, that's cool.
But then we also do things like I have a bunch of partners who help people get jobs who come in and meet with people one-on-one and try to make plans for them and stuff like that. So.
Wow. Amazing.
So
you're a hero.
You need to go to the bottom line here is you need to go to the adult services section at the West Humboldt Library.
Yeah.
To see Keely Brennan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come
we could
on
all
in.
Use we could all use some adult coloring time with tea and snacks.
You need to quit fucking around out there shooting people, Jazz, and go color a book.
I'll try. I'll try to stop.
Do you get to color whatever book at the library you want, or do you have to coloring sheets?
Yeah, so we invite you to just pick a book from the shelf.
I pick Old Man and the Sea.
That's a good one to pick because I hate Hemingway.
Oh,
really.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I would not object. I would not.
Fuck that guy.
For some reason, that book, I hate Hemingway for the most part, too. When I was a kid and I read that book, and Catcher in the Rye, in the same summer.
Uh-huh.
And both those books, which now, you know, you can look back and be like, they're both very misogynistic and all that. But they were pretty fucking incredible to my 14-year-old brain. They both were. So.
Yeah.
Catcher in the Rye, you know, I mean, that's...
I mean, I think...
It's seminal.
I think there's a point to... Like all of the awful things that Holden Caulfield does, though, they're making a point about misogyny and and all of these other things and like
and phonies
and phonies and whatever.
Phonies.
So, but
goddamn phonies.
Yeah. Actually, Old Man and the Sea is probably the book of Hemingway's that I hate the least.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful story. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just out there catching a fish
and
thinking about it.
Yeah. Thinking about how big the world is.
And then he went out and he went home and he wrote it down. Again, here I am apologizing for everything. It's like, look, sure, Hemingway was a dick. Sure. He wrote like an asshole. Sure. But you know what he did? He went home and he wrote it the fuck down. Yeah. A lot of guys go out there and they think all sorts of grandiose bullshit. They don't write it down.
No.
And they sure as shit don't get it published. So way to go, Hemingway.
You did it.
You fucking did it, bro.
And then you hated your own kid. Yeah. Because he was transsexual.
Right.
Is that the correct term? Transsexual.
Trans. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
It was.
Well,
yeah.
So there's transgender and there's transsexual. Right. And one is, so transgender is like.
The operation?
No, that's transsexual.
Oh, okay.
That's the physical part. Transgender
is the one,
Transgender just means like I don't feel right in my own body.
Right. Like
transsexual. That was his son.
I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the deal.
And then he quit talking to him.
Yeah, that's sad. Fuck Hemingway.
Yeah. Screw you, bro.
Yeah, but you know, like, we've got resources for folks who are transgender and transsexual at the library, too. So
yeah.
We will pick up where Hemingway
left off.
He dropped the ball.
Great.
Yep.
But thankfully, Keely Marine Brennan and all adult services librarians out there like her are out there to pick the ball up.
That's right.
And champion your cause.
Keely Maureen Hemingway. That's what we're going to start calling you.
Oh, boy.
That is a name. You could call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hemingway
I've been
is a cool
worse,
fucking last name, I will
it's
say.
It's a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Brennan's not bad either.
Brennan's cool, too.
Yeah.
Brennan!
It's about the most, I have about the most Irish name you could possibly have.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Good one.
You just need an O or a Mick in there.
Yeah. McKeely Maureen O'Brennan.
I like your creativity there. You're yeah, like, you know, just.
Yep. Just throw it in.
That's
everywhere.
How Andy is.
Yeah.
He's fearless.
Well, Keely, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh,
Stress
my gosh.
Versus Peace, a photo voice exhibition.
Say it again.
Stress Versus Peace, a photo voice exhibition.
Yes.
September 12th, 6 to 8 p.m., 345 Gallery at 345 North Kedzie.
Yeah.
You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. Or you can email Keely directly.
Wow.
kbrennan1@shypublib.org.
Nice.
I should also add that the exhibition is free.
It's free.
It's free and open to all.
Go get yourself a mocktails.
Woo, mocktails. That's awesome. Where else can we find the programs that you're working on with the library in the future?
Well, you can always find them on the Chicago Public Library website.
Okay.
So, which is shypublib.org.
Right. Shypublib.
Yeah.
Shypublib.
Shypublib. I annoy all of my Facebook friends, Anderson included, by posting a lot of the events on Facebook as public events, so you can always look there.
No, it doesn't
too.
Annoy me.
Yeah, that's great. You should.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're an actor, so you also annoy all of your friends with all of your events.
I know.
And yeah, Eventbrite, I have a lot of stuff on Eventbrite, too.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's
sounds
awesome.
Great. All right, thank you, Keely, so much for
coming.
Yeah.
Thank you
for giving us a glimmer of hope in this dark,
desolate world.
It really is a desolate time in Chicago.
And yes, we would be remiss if we did not mention that we are doing two live game show coming
up. That's
right. One will be October 29th, our Halloween game show at the Atlantic Bar and Grill.
Yeah, the Atlantic.
On Lincoln Avenue.
That's right.
And then November 2nd, we will be doing a benefit for Second Sense.
Right.
Which is a company that provides services for blind people in Chicago.
Nice.
So if you'd like to find out more information about either of those things, you can go to the Game Show Show and Stuff on Facebook.
Yes, please do.
Or you can email Jazz.
Do it. If you can get all 19 letters of my name right, jamesanthonyzoccoli @gmail.com.
Or you can shoot an email to andstuff at radiomisfits.com.
That's a lot easier to spell.
That's right.